You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
If we add a final ES to the verb process, many of us would say processes, as in the college processes hundreds of applications a day. But when we add that final ES to the noun process, some of us will say processes.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Welcome, Ann.
Hi, Rebecca.
So, Ann, it sounds like today we are actually going to talk about two words that don't appear to have anything in common other than the fact that they both start with P. And before we get to process, we're going to begin with Jay's question about the word pound.
That's right. Jay emailed us and noted that in drinking stories, one often talks about, for example, pounding some beers. And Jay was wondering what are the origins of that use of pound. It is actually relatively recent. The Oxford English Dictionary first cites that use of pound in the 1970s, and it seems to come straight from earlier meanings of pound. So pound is familiar to us in the meaning of to break down and crush by beating or to reduce to a pulp. We also know pound can be to hit someone with fists or to pummel. If you then think about it, we will also talk about something like pounding out a text on the keyboard. So typing out angrily, or someone can pound the piano with heavy keystrokes. And we there get that sense of angrily or rapidly, heavily. And that seems to be, I think, where we get that extension of consuming a drink, usually alcoholic, rapidly or in great quantity, that we're pounding a drink, often beer. And that's the story of pound.
All right. So where did we get the question about processes and processes?
This one comes from Christopher. And Christopher wrote, one vertex, two vertices. One process, two processes. How do you pronounce the second E in the word processes or processes? And what I love is that Christopher then notes, I suspect you're going to say this is one of those living language things. And if you do, I'll try to let go of it. And then Christopher adds a little smile. And Christopher, you guessed it. Here's the story. We have here the influence of other words that are of Greek origin. If we take a word like analysis, we get the plural analyses, or diagnosis, diagnoses, parenthesis, parentheses, process. This is how some people get to processes. But process is not actually of Greek origin. It's borrowed into English partly from Anglo-Norman French and partly from Latin. And so the historical plural would be processes. But interestingly, if you go look in the American Heritage Dictionary, there is a usage note. And the usage note says that processes is ahistorical, it's influenced by the Greek. Then the editors note, however, because this pronunciation is not uncommon, even in educated speech, it is generally considered an acceptable variant, although it still strikes some listeners as a bungled affectation.
I can't say that it strikes me that way, honestly.
And what I find so interesting about this note, and it's a question that I grapple with all the time as a linguist, as an English professor, is this idea that if enough educated people, quote unquote, educated people, use something, that it starts to become acceptable. And you think, okay, so now we're saying processes is acceptable, but so many people, for example, also use between you and I. And yet that one, people aren't willing to say is acceptable. And it is always worth thinking about, what does it mean to tell us as English speakers when many, many of us are doing something that we're all wrong? And as people on this show know, this is when I will say it's a living language and it's going to change. And that doesn't mean that the new thing that's coming into the language is wrong.
It's an interesting process. It's one that we talk about quite a bit. Thanks so much, Ann.
Talk to you soon.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.